This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had just been running from the cave of Hira with still pain on his chest from the squeezing of Jibreel, he himself not knowing what had really happened, fearing for his life. He came home shivering. He took the blankets after asking the people to bring him something to cover himself up. Zamiluni, zamiluni, dathiruni, dathiruni. Cover me up, cover me up. That was how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was feeling. And it was Khadija, radiallahu anha, who calmed him down and she said, Kalla wallah, nay, never by Allah, la yukhziku Allahu abada, never by Allah, will he humiliate, never will he disgrace you. Indeed, innaka latasilu rahim. Indeed, you enjoy relations, you keep good relations with your kith and kin, and you stand for the truth, and you help the poor and destitute, and you serve your guests generously, and you assist the deserving calamity afflicted ones. Because of these words, she calmed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for he indeed feared for himself that something terrible was going to happen to him. But because of his character, she reminded him and calmed him down. And she said, by Allah, never. You know, between husbands and wives, you should never use the word always or never. You know, sometimes when you get into arguments, one or the other always says, you always do this, or you never do that. That's something you should never use. But then the other person also says, well, you always do that also, and you never do this. And then it keeps on escalating. You should never use always or never. And praising each other. You should always say, oh, I will always love you. I have never loved somebody ever before you. Always and never in praise, but never in arguments or putting the other person down or reminding them of things, something that's bad about them. Always and never should always be used between husbands and wives, but in a good way, but in a bad way, should always be avoided. And so here the Prophet, and here Khadija radiallahu anha, her love for her husband, you know, she never said always or never in saying anything, in scolding or anything like that towards the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but she would always use that always, of course, in facing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so she said, by Allah, Allah will never disgrace you. Will never disgrace you. Because these are some of the things that you always do. And it shows how Khadija radiallahu anha, from the very beginning of Islam, how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supported when others rejected the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day, there was a knock at the door of the wife of the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was in Medina. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sleeping. And Aisha radiallahu anha went to answer the door. And she said, who is it? And a voice came from behind the door that said, Hala. Hala was the sister of Khadija radiallahu anha. Her voice was very similar to her sister. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the voice, he was reminded of Khadija radiallahu anha. And he woke up startled in a good way. He smiled. And Aisha radiallahu anha felt jealous. Even though Khadija radiallahu anha had passed away a long time ago, but she was still jealous. She was never jealous of any of the other wives except for Khadija radiallahu anha, even though she never even really met her. And so she said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not give you in exchange somebody better than a woman, an old woman from the Quraysh who has lost all her teeth already? These were harsh words. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately became angry. And he said, by Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give me anyone better. For she supported me when others didn't. And she believed in me when others rejected me. And no wealth, you know, of all the people who gave for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abu Bakr, Uthman, with all the wealth that they gave, and the other companions who gave, no wealth benefited me more than the wealth of Khadija radiallahu anha. It was Khadija radiallahu anha who recognized the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who recognized who he was by hearing from her slave, Maysar, about his qualities. About his qualities, even though she could have married anyone in Mecca because of her status and her wealth, but she was not looking for anyone who would take advantage of her wealth or anything like that. She wanted somebody of great character, and this is something that we Muslims, especially those who are not married, should think about. When you're looking for a spouse, look for someone of great character. And you might say, how do I know if somebody is of great character? Well, I want to give you just an advice. Look at how they speak to other people. Look at how they treat other people, especially those who are closest to them. So if you want to marry a righteous, you want to have a righteous husband, or guys, if you want to have a pious wife, I want you to look for righteous sons and righteous daughters. Why? Because if a son is respectful towards his parents, then he is more likely to show respect towards you also when he is your husband. And if a daughter is respectful towards her parents, then she will most likely be very respectful towards you also when she is your wife. So look for character. Look for deen. For that is that which builds character and strengthens a person. And those are the kind of people you have to look for. Even if that sister has already been married before, you have this stigma. SubhanAllah, you have this stigma. She might be old. She's older than me. But even if she's older than you, maybe her first marriage, or maybe she was married to Fir'aun. And there was incompatibility. You know, Khadija radiallahu anha, she was married to two people before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first passed away, the second, there was incompatibility, and they didn't stay together. And so just because a woman has been divorced, she should not be shunned or anything like that. But look at her character. Look at her deen when you're looking for a wife. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Khadija even though she was much older than he was. Most of us, we have some many narrations that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 40 years old. Khadija radiallahu anha was 40 years old when she married the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there's some other narrations of 30 and 28 and so forth. Wallahu a'lam, the stronger opinion seems to be that she was 28 years of age. Why? Because of the children that she had. And she had six, she bore six, from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah had six. And she was the only one that bore children for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Looking at their age, normally, if a person reaches the age of 40 or 50, then, of course, they've already reached menopause. If you look at when Fatima radiallahu anha was born, if it was the case, if she was 40, then she would have to have given birth to Fatima radiallahu anha after she was 50 years of age. And normally, a person doesn't give, they don't give, a woman does not give birth after she's 50 years of age. Of course, that's possible. I mean, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it, it's going to be possible. Just like with who? Sarah. She was in her 80s. Now, I'm not talking about menopause there, that's menostop. But she still gave birth. So, I mean, that's possible. But most likely, normally, that's not the case. And so, this is also another, you know, stigma, especially in the Muslim community. Just because somebody has already been married or older than the guy, that you should never marry that person and look towards that person. But look at the character, look at how they are, how they treat their children, their parents, their friends, and the people around them. And check also their speech. And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Khadija. And remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before his marriage with Khadija, he was very poor. He used to be a shepherd, and he lived with his uncle. Abu Talib, who was also very poor. And so it was because of the wealth of Khadija radiallahu anha that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to devote himself towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reflection until the wahi came. And it was with the wealth of Khadija radiallahu anha that he was able to devote himself to calling others to La ilaha illallah, calling others to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So there was no wealth that benefited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than the wealth of Khadija radiallahu anha. And so that is why also one of the reasons why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved her very much, because of her sacrifice. Not only emotionally supporting him, also supporting him financially also. But you have to understand, a lot of guys, they're always looking for this perfect sister, or this, they want their wife to be like the Sahabiyat. Well, if you want your wife to be like the Sahabiyat, you have to be like the Sahaba also. Or at least try your very best to emulate the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions. Just like when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrukum khayrukum li nisaikum wa ana khayrukum li nisaikum." The best of you are the best towards your woman, and I am the best towards my woman. And so he was the best also towards his wife. He was the best towards his daughter. And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an example in that manner. And Khadija radiallahu anha, from her also came Fatima radiallahu anha, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from this family came the family, of course, that gave progeny to Fatima radiallahu anha, who gave birth to Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn. They changed, of course, the course of history. And it also shows the importance of the family. And it shows the importance of the house and the homemaker. A lot of people don't realize, but the homemaker, the house, the housewife, and the homemaker, that a homemaker has the most important job in the community. And all jobs are to support this most important job. All the careers that you have are to support the household. And so the homemaker, the housewife, taking care of the house, all the other careers are meant to support it. And so there must be love, there must be peace in the household in order for that peace and tranquility to continue to spread. And coming from there, then the community and the ummah learns peacefulness and tranquility also. And that is why it is true. The daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima, in her household, where she raised Al-Hasan, who because of him, the strife and the conflict after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken care of, and there was peace in the ummah because of Al-Hasan. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Indeed, this son of mine, meaning this grandson of mine, Al-Hasan, is a Sayyid. And he will bring forth two Muslim groups, conflicting Muslim groups, together. And it was, of course, through this household that Al-Hasan learned and the value of peace and tranquility in the household, and peace and tranquility in the ummah also. And so, Khadija radiallahu anha, the wife of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had many daughters for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the only one that lived after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Fatima. And Fatima radiallahu anha, she went through a lot of difficulty with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For indeed, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day was praying in front of the Kaaba, Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayn came with the entrails of the camel and poured it or slung it onto the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was making sujood. And it was Fatima radiallahu anha, when she heard of it, she rushed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seeing him in that state, and she was the one that cleaned him off, cleaned the entrails and the blood and so forth off the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was crying, seeing the state of her father. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to her and said, "Oh my daughter, do not cry, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect your father." And it was her also that again Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth, when he tried to strangle her, he was there, but she was not able to do anything because of course her strength. She as a woman in terms of physical strength was no match for someone like Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth and the men. And so she screamed for help until Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and pushed Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth away. And he said, "Ataqtuluna rajulan yaqulu rabbi Allah?" Are you going to kill someone who says nothing, no other than "My Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala"? And so Khadij, so the hardship that the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to go through is well known. During the times in which there were sanctions laid upon the Muslims for almost 3 years, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to go through all the suffering, all these difficulties. So even though she was a daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she lived the life. She was the daughter of the best of mankind, but she lived a very simple life. In fact, after her marriage to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, her hands were coarse from making grains and so forth and with the household chores and duties. And she only wanted what others were having. When there were slaves and so forth after the wars being brought, she just wanted a maid, somebody to help her. Just wanted to be just like somebody else. And so both her and her husband went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't give any servant or maid to her own daughter, but to his own daughter. And so they were of course a little bit sad. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at night time when they had already gone to bed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came knocking at the door. She didn't complain or anything when her father said, "No. Nowadays, even our sons and daughters, when we want something, if you say no to them, they don't just scream and holler, they command that you buy it for them. They're not asking anymore. Everybody else has it also." This was the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi, the best of mankind. But they lived very simple. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi came at night time. They had already gone to sleep, knocking at the door. And so he opened the door, and then he said, "Just stay in your places." And they said, "Come in." He said, "Just stay in your places." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them before. He said, "Before you go, would like me to teach you something that is better than having a maid?" And so he told them to say Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and he's sitting between them while they're still laying down. This is how close he was towards to his daughter and Ali ibn Abi Talib and his son-in-law. So look at the character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He comes to visit them. Some father-in-laws and mother-in-laws are too, that's too... No, we don't go visit. They should be visiting us. They should be visiting us, right? The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi, the best of mankind, visits his daughter and son-in-law in their house at night time. At night time, it shows how close they were. And so, he said, just say, Subhanallah, 33 times, Alhamdulillah, 33 times, Allahu Akbar. 34 times, it would be better for you than having a maid or somebody to help. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loved Fatima radiallahu anha very, very much. And she also loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very much. So much so that when she heard that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, it was said that they never saw Fatima radiallahu anha smiling. And she was always in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praying. Of course, even this was even before that. That's why one of her nicknames is Al-Batul, meaning the one who is devout in their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, she raised, it's not Fatima radiallahu anha, it's enough that you say her father is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her mother is Khadija radiallahu anha. And her husband was Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. And she is the mother of Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn. What else can you say? If that was the only thing that we had about Fatima radiallahu anha, it would be enough to raise her status. We wouldn't even need to mention anymore. But you might say, why is it that we don't have so much information about her? Well, if you want to know about Fatima radiallahu anha, you want to know about Khadija radiallahu anha, you don't just look at their lives also, but you look at what they produce. Look at what they produce. You want to look. You might say, well, I've never heard about Khadija or about the mother of Abu Bakr, the mother of Al-Bukhari rahimahullah. We only hear a little bit about them, but to look at what they produce. For indeed, the household, the ummah, you have to understand the ummah gets its strength, not in terms of numbers. It's not because of numbers. And that's why when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned how weak we are going to become in the latter times, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he mentioned how the non-Muslims would plunder our wealth and resources, just like a group of hungry men and hungry people trying to fight over a platter of food, the companions were startled. How could that happen to an ummah like us? That people would plunder so much and take advantage of us so much. They said, is it because we are so few in numbers? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but antum yawma idhin kathir, walakinnakum ghusaka ghusasa. You will be plenty on that day, but you will be like the foam on the side of the valleys when the rain passes by and the floods come, and you will see it's like bubbles and foam, nothing. Why? Because our strength is not in numbers. Our strength is in our connection, each and individual Muslim's connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The strength of our connection with Allah is how strong we are or we will be as an ummah. And so that strength has, that tree that grows from the ground has to have strong roots. And that's the household, because of our neglect of the household. Because when we look at our communities, we see that the majority of the activities and programs are geared towards towards people who are between 35 and 50. What we don't realize is the majority of our ummah is in the teens. And half of our ummah, they are the women of this ummah, and they give birth to the other half. They take care of their other half, that's why we call her because she is the ummah. And until we can realize that, and then we realize that the household and the homemaker is the most important career in our communities, and all other careers are only to support the homemaker. Until we start taking responsibilities, we forget that the irresponsibility of our children is a result of our irresponsibilities as parents. Sometimes we don't like to admit that because it hurts. But the ummah's irresponsibility and actions are because we haven't fixed the core. And if we want to produce the likes of Al-Hasan and Hussein, we want to produce the likes of Fatima radiallahu anha, then we have to plant our seeds, and when they're growing, the branches, if they're growing a little crooked, you have to take care of it from the very beginning, or otherwise you'll keep on growing crooked and you will not be able to bend it and straighten it once it's big. And that's why the family is very important. And when we're speaking about Khadija radiallahu anha, the wife of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we mentioned already how much she had to go through the difficulties, just like her daughter also. There was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also, as mentioned in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, this is Khadija. She has come to you with a container of food and a dip for your food and drink. And so when she comes, then send her the salams from her Lord, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, Allah has given her salams personally." We don't realize that she is one of the first to be promised paradise. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khadija Jibreel then said, "O bashirha bi baytin in Jannah min qasr." Indeed, give her glad tidings of a house made of pearls. La sakhara fihi wa la nasakh. In which there's no toils and no turmoils. None of this that she had to go through, it just shows indirectly from this hadith the difficulties that she had to face in supporting the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in supporting the messengership of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why when Khadija radiallahu anha passed away, he was very sad. The Prophet ﷺ was very sad. And when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Fatima radiallahu anha was very sad. Only about 5 months afterwards did Fatima radiallahu anha also pass away. And when she passed, when she was in her final moments, Fatima radiallahu anha, she had asked for some water so she could bathe herself, and asked for some perfume also to put on herself. And then she asked Salma bint Umais The person was taking care of her at that time, with her, to put her bed in the courtyard of her house. And then she asked for her husband to come, and she was seen smiling. And when he saw her in that state, imagine a husband, you the husband coming and seeing your wife outside just laying there in bed, dressed nicely, and outside, sleeping outside. And so she looked up. Her husband asked her what was going on. And she said, "I have an appointment today with Rasulullah." She was ready to again meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and meet with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because that was the person whom she loved more than anybody else. And some of the scholars have said it was because of her sadness that she passed away so quickly after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, this was something that the Prophet ﷺ had told us about already. So, during these few minutes, we can't really give the life of Khadija radiallahu anha and the life of Fatima radiallahu anha the right in speaking about it. But we have to realize one thing. The importance of the family, the strength of the ummah, comes from each individual person. And the strength of the community is the strength of each individual family. It's not in numbers, but it's in quality. And you can't build anything of quality unless the parts are of high quality themselves. And so that is why we have to return to the asl. We have to realize the importance of the family, the importance of having righteousness and piety in our houses. And when you're choosing a spouse, if you want good children, strong children, look for the strong spouse also in deed and in character. And if there's any irresponsibility in your children, maybe it's not because of them. It's because of our responsibility as fathers, as daughters, as sons, as mothers. The irresponsibility of our community is not because of everyone else. We should start looking at ourselves. نَعِيمُ زَمَانِنَا وَالْعِيمُ فِينَا وَلَيْسَ لِزَمَانِ نَعِيمٌ سِوَانَا. We blame the times that we are living in. There's nothing wrong with the times that we are living in, except us. وجزاكم الله خيرا صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم.